What if kittens play the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a question from Naomi.
Hello, my name is Naomi, and I like to invent things and play with my three siblings. And my question is, what if candy was good for you?
Naomi, did you say three siblings? That's a big family. I'm glad you get along with all of them. I only have two siblings, and we didn't always play nicely together. Naomi, we're gonna get right into your story involving candy being good for you, siblings, and inventing things. Awesome. Now, back in episode 12, What If There Were a Never-Ending Bowl of Ice Cream, we met the Wendiana Jones, one who traveled back in time to live in the past, one who stayed in the present, and a third who went to the future. Now, since most stories behave chronologically, we're gonna do the opposite and check in on our future Wendiana.
All right, Learninita, said Wendiana, bent over a microscope, looking at a tiny little chip that she was working on with two tiny little tools. If my calculations are correct, then this chip will allow us to activate our GMC machine.
Yes, and we will be able to make big cars.
No, Learninator. We will be making genetically modified candy that is perfectly healthy for all.
Okay, but then can we make a big car to drive around the candy in?
Yes, fine.
I like cars.
Of course you do.
With a spark and a crackle and a beep-boop-bop, Wendiana made the finishing touches on this tiny little chip that she installed into a box barely bigger than a printer.
Now we just need to insert a piece of candy, and the GMC will splorkify its molecules, thus creating healthy candy.
All right, there's just one problem.
That's impossible. My calculations were perfect.
But you failed to calculate how much candy there was in the future.
You're right. I'll need to invent a candy calculator.
It's zero. There's no candy in the future.
Why do you call it the future? Isn't it sort of your present?
But everything's chrome with lasers and rocket ship cats.
I know it seems futuristic. I'm just saying
And all food has been replaced by a well-balanced paste.
Well, why didn't you mention that before I started inventing the GMC?
I thought you knew. You need to get out of the laboratory.
You're right. I haven't seen my sisters in ages. Literally.
And I miss my Learninator brothers.
I didn't realize robots could miss things.
Only in the future. That's probably why the other robots never visit me.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Road trip.
Road travel.
Okay,
no, I've got it.
Road travel.
Can you just take us to the present already?
But this is the present.
I thought you said it was the future.
Let me just check my laser watch.
Okay, just take me to see the past, Wendiana.
Very well. Time travel ahoy.
Time travel ahoy? That does not sound very futuristic.
But they were already blasting back in time. Not to What If World's present, but all the way to the Wild West time that the other Wendiana now lived in. They were in a run-down old schoolhouse, where the past Wendiana, wearing a faded blue dress, walked up and down a row of cafeteria tables.
Now, students, if you don't finish your greens, I cannot continue the day's lesson.
That just means we get to leave early.
Hooray!
Hooray!
That means you won't hear any more stories about the future today.
Aww.
No fair.
And I have one piece of butterscotch for each and every one of you when you finish your broccoli.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Yeah, you should have started with that.
And all of her students, with grimacing faces, started to shovel down their vegetables.
Seriously, I am a teleporting robot. Why isn't anyone paying attention to me?
Oh, we seen your kind every day.
A little girl pointed to the exit, where another Learninator paced, wearing spurred boots, a long duster jacket, and a wide-brimmed hat.
What are y'all talking about? I'm as much a part of the past as chicken soup or metal other than chrome.
The future Learninator walked up to his brother from the past.
Your accent is giving you away. It's terrible.
You are one to talk, y'all.
And future Wendiana ran up to past Wendiana.
Wendiana, why are you acting like a school teacher? You are a brave adventurer and brilliant inventor.
Oh, I know, and I still do all that on the sly. But back in these times, folks aren't comfortable with a lady who can do all those things. So I spend my days teaching children. And I like it, too.
Well, I think everyone will respect you after you show them this.
In the future, Wendiana held up the GLC.
Oh, Joan, give up on that genetically modified candy. We were never able to get it working.
That's because you never had access to future technology, Wendy. And I prefer Dr. Joan.
Well, I prefer Miss Wendy.
Hang on, did I hear something about candy?
Yeah, we finished our vegetables. Now we want to eat
some. My mama says I can't eat any more candy. Kinda I'm on the bigger side.
Well, that's okay, said Dr. Joan. Because this candy helps big people get slimmer and slim people get bigger.
Just dump all your candy in this box and it will come out healthy.
Aw, but healthy stuff tastes gross.
Now, class, that is not always the case.
Yeah, Miss Wendy steams a mean broccoli.
Thank you, Hess.
Thank you, but I'd like to try that healthy candy all the same. It's all right.
Very well, Dr. Joan. You've already disrupted my class enough.
And all the kids tossed their little hard butterscotch candies in that box and... After one bright flash, the Learninator dumped all the candy back out.
Just as good.
Maybe
we can eat all the candy we want.
Just remember, y'all, that every healthy habit is about moderation, eh?
But the class wasn't listening. They were already pulling out every little hidden piece of candy from the classroom. They had bits in their pockets and their backpacks and stuffed inside their desks.
This is where I used to hide all my candy before I got too big,
said Hess, pulling up a floorboard to reveal a whole heap of sweets.
See, Miss Wendy, now you won't have to have a battle with your students every afternoon over what they eat.
Oh yes, Dr. Joan, you have solved all of my problems, I'm sure.
But why don't we just take a trip over to that present and see if this changes anything, huh?
One of us should stay to teach the children. I elect me, seeing as how I don't age. Beep.
Your accent was almost believable that time until the beep.
I'll beep.
So the future Learninator took himself, Dr. Joan, and Miss Wendy to What If World's present. As they were warping through space-time, Dr. Joan said, Everyone just be ready for action. If I know my present self, she's probably off on some daring mission right now. The three of them appeared in a room that was nearly pitch black. The only light was a tiny TV screen playing behind them. There was a commercial playing, and a man dressed up as a shiny green superhero shouted very loudly with blasting graphics all over the screen.
Snap into a celery stalk! It's the cool food because it's not quite as good for you as candy!
The celery man shot 1,000 celery stalks straight at the screen.
Wanna gross out your friends? Eat something that grew out of the dirt! Now in 5 flavors, plain celery salt, less celery salt, more celery salt, and plain double.
Then the screen flicked off and they were in darkness.
Hello, brother.
It sounded kind of like the present Learninator.
Presentator, where are you?
You were just looking at me.
They looked back at the TV and it turned on and off in a way that kind of looked like a robot winking.
Little robot, why are you a television all of a sudden?
Asked Miss Wendy.
Wendy and I had to sell her TV.
Understandable, said Dr. Joan. The present was a time of rampant screen time saturation. Oh, that's not why I sold it.
They turned around. Wendiana was laying on a couch in the dark, surrounded by candy wrappers.
Wendiana, what have you done to yourself?
Nothing. I'm as healthy as ever.
The present Wendiana stood up, a blanket of candy wrappers falling off her to the ground, and did a standing backflip with a perfect landing.
See, now everyone's perfectly healthy all the time, thanks to the GMC.
She gestured to her little box beside the couch, jam-packed full of tiny candy bars, half-melted ice cream, and stringy cotton candy.
Oh, Anna, that looks just disgusting.
Oh, I assure you, all of my candy is local, sustainable, and organic. That's why it's so expensive. I had to sell half my stuff.
They looked around Wendiana's apartment. There were no pictures hanging. Her bookshelves were more than half empty. She didn't have a rug on the ground or an appliance in the kitchen other than a refrigerator and another GMC.
You should all try some. It's delicious. It even powers my robot battery.
I need to think, said Dr. Joan. I thought our invention would make the world a better place.
Oh, it's a fine place. Everyone's happy and healthy and can eat as much as they want,
said Anna.
But Anna, when's the last time you did any exploring?
Asked Miss Wendy.
Oh, Miss Wendy, you need to relax. Let me just make you some tea.
Anna got up and grabbed a coffee mug, then reached into the fridge and pulled out a whole jug of maple syrup.
It'll just be a minute.
She squeezed the syrup into the mug.
Honey, that's a little more syrup than I usually take in my tea.
Oh, don't worry. I'll make it better.
She stuck it in the GMC, pressed the hot button, bing, and that mug of syrup was steaming. Then with a plop, she plopped a little celery stick in there.
I know, it's not as healthy, but how often do I get to see my brothers and sisters?
And she handed the sticky hot mug to Wendy.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you. I'm just gonna probably save this for later.
Wendy, Anna, you've got to snap out of this. All the timelines are in danger.
Huh?
Asked Wendy, Anna, looking up from a cake she just shoved her face in.
If you don't continue inventing and exploring, then the world won't be as good of a place as it is in the future.
I'm sorry, I'm being rude. Does anyone else want to stick their face in this cake?
Please, I would like that.
Anna walked up to the television and left the whole cake smushed up against it.
Yum.
I think the only sensible thing to do is go back to the past and never set up that GMC machine in the first place.
Right. I'll just use my time travel powers and... It seems my power cells are depleted. I guess I should have some candy.
Please do, said Dr. Joan. But just enough to power your cells. The longer the past timeline is in place, the greater an effect it'll have on the present and future.
Well, that don't make much sense.
Listen, we didn't make the time travel rules, we just follow them.
The future Learninator was stuffing his face full of all the candy in the house, but it was mostly just empty wrappers.
I'm afraid we're going to need more candy.
Sounds like a great idea, said Anna. Now what can I sell this time?
She looked around the house. She didn't really have anything of value left, except...
Why are you looking at me that way?
Asked the TV Nader. Oh, no reason. Want to go for a walk?
You know I cannot walk in this form.
Great, that means you can't run away either. And she picked up the TV Nader and walked out with him.
Oh, Anna, no,
Miss Wendy said, following her out.
We must do whatever it takes to fix the past,
said Dr. Joan, rushing out beside them. The world outside was an ocean of ice cream, with just a few tiny buildings sticking up from the waves.
What happened here?
Oh, we went and got the never-ending bowl of ice cream and turned it upside down.
But you flooded the whole world with ice cream.
Oh, it wasn't just us.
It also started raining candy a while back, and,
well, instead of fixing it,
We just let it keep going.
But if there's oceans of ice cream and candy falls from the sky, why do you spend all your money on sweets?
Ew, can you imagine how dirty this ocean of ice cream is? But if you were to stick it in the GMC, listen, if I want something dirty, I'll just buy a $40 celery stick from the mountain farms.
Learninator, is this here enough candy to fuel your power cells?
It's good, but I still think I need the fancy candy from the store.
Yes, it's really good,
said the TV-nator, sticking his dog-eared antennas down into the ice cream to suck it up.
Much more fuel efficient than this dirty ice cream.
They hopped in Anna's chocolate boat and started paddling it downstream towards the candy shop.
Doesn't seem like much has been invented since we left my time.
Oh, they've invented thousands of kinds of candy, and candy boats and houses and even candy ores, said Anna, taking the last bite of the chocolate ore.
Oh dear, without that ore, we will surely be sucked into that candy whirlpool.
Quick, Learninator, TV-nator, suck up as much candy as you can. All you need to do is get us back in time as far as you can. Even if it's just a few years, we can avoid all this.
Oh, we've both forgotten how to time travel.
In the future, we don't need it. We just need candy.
I didn't calculate for this. The chocolate boat was spinning and careening towards the deep whirlpool. Ice cream splashed into the boat over the sides, and a storm of hard candy started falling overhead.
All is lost, but we'll be fine because we're robots.
Oh, yes. Too bad for Wendy, Anna, and Joan, though.
And their chocolate boat got sucked below the ice cream waves with all of them aboard. And then it got spat out at the bottom of the ice cream ocean. They were inside a little glass globe, barely big enough for the five of them.
Well, welcome.
It was Westernator, the Learninator from the past.
How did you know we would end up here? Asked Dr. Joan.
Oh, I had no clue.
Huh?
What? Just kidding. We Learninator brothers can always sense each other through the time stream.
That's very interesting. Where is your candy?
I let in just enough to keep my circuits fueled. Are you all ready to go back to the past?
Only if you're ready to drop that ridiculous accent.
Says the pot to the kettle.
What? Kettle?
Well, a kettle's what you use to make kettle corn. And a pot's what you use to make peanut butter brownie caramel ice cream chocolate soup. We can discuss your eating habits when we set the time stream straight. And Dr. Joan pressed the Westernator's time travel button and they all got sucked right back into that time stream bubble land.
Yep.
With a splat of ice cream, they landed back in the middle of the classroom, like they'd only been gone a second.
That was a quick trip. You can't say that again.
But now there was an extra Westernator.
Listen, maybe you should go back in time a little farther.
Me?
But I'm the original. Not according to my perspective.
Oh, hush up. There can just be two of you.
Now, class, we need to clean up this ice cream.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
GMC ice cream for me.
And the whole class got down to lick ice cream up off the floor.
Bubba, not just yet.
Then she got out a bucket full of sponges and mops.
And while we're all clean together, I'll tell you a story about a world with too much candy.
Well, I don't believe.
Ain't no such thing, Miss Wendy.
Not this time. Hasta la vista, Boxy.
And the Learninator crushed the GMC in one hand and then set his timer back to the future.
Just where do you think you're all going?
Asked Miss Wendy, handing mops and buckets out to Dr. Joan, Anna, the Learninator, and even the TV-nator.
Just put the dustpan on my head. Now I'm helping.
The end.
Oh, Naomi, I hope you liked your story. time travel is always so confusing, but obviously a story about candy being healthy had to have it, right?
I'd like to thank Karen Marshall, my editor and producer, Craig Martinson, my theme songwriter, Jason O'Keefe for our wonderful new artwork, and all you kids at home who try your best to eat healthy, at least most of the time.
That's about all I can ever do.
Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The Oregon Coast Aquarium is celebrating 30 years of protecting the wet, the flippered, and the adorable. From saving stranded sea turtles to rehabilitating abandoned snowy plovers, the aquarium remains committed to supporting marine wildlife. Our exhibits, animal ambassadors, and programs connect visitors from near and far with the wonders of the Oregon coast, inspiring generations to take action for our ocean. Join us in celebrating 30 years of the Oregon Coast Aquarium at aquarium.org.